Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, folks, just got done recording nice, long, banger episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. But we got to that 100K milestone. We're going to have the plaque. Next up is a million, and it starts right here. We do feel we are the most underrated podcast in the game, and I know the fans watching do as well. Join the moment. 5 seconds to smash that like and subscribe button. Let's get into the episode.
See, I like this. I like the first round leader after day one, Russell Henley.
Scott, Joe, we're going to do the team picks, though.
Come on, man.
The team picks. But like, we're all going to rally behind one pick. You know what I mean?
Oh, is it Bob pick?
Well, no. It's a team play.
It's a team pick.
So we have to decide that, though. Well, I don't know what we're deciding.
No. Mikey, what? No, we just spent 5 minutes on this. We have a team play that we're putting out. Yeah, we're going to make the announcement. We're live to tape now, Petey.
No, we're not recording yet.
We're recording.
We're going to keep that in there.
Keep that in there. Keep that in there.
100%. For starters, I will start off by saying I'm very excited with the prize picks. So I thought we were each going to come out.
Jeez. Come on, man. Joe, we're making the announcement. Come on, man. Wake the fuck up.
There's a hand.
All right, guys, here's the deal. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's been under the wraps for quite a while, but the boys are coming back home where we belong, and that's Prize Picks. And this is
Cats out of the bag.
Cats out of the bag. That's not one of your just normal, you know, brandos. This is, we started with Prize Picks. We really helped build Prize Picks up. They believed in us from the gate. There's been dinners that have gone on behind the scenes, a Joe Stone crab dinner to get this thing done. And Prize Picks has taken the biggest gamble on us by far. It's our biggest brand deal by far. And we went to market with it. They believed in us more than anybody. I think they understand the value of not just Bob the Sports, but they really get the Brilliantly Dumb Show train too. So shout out Jack, shout out Prize Picks. We are back where we belong. And that was fun when Mikey would give out the picks, we would ride. Prize Picks is available in Florida now, so we can really all ride together. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. The app is easy to use and has everything now. Player picks, team picks, culture picks, all in one app. Prize Picks is available in most states. Prize Picks will give you $50 in lineups. When you play your first $5 lineup, win or lose, you'll get $50 in lineup. You're going to use promo code DUMB. And Prize Picks will give you $50 in lineups when you play your first $5. That's code DUMB. Play $5, get $50 in lineups. Boys, we're back with Prize Picks, and what we're going to be doing is every single week, we're going to be doing team plays, that kind of Joe referred to a little bit, team plays where everybody's riding. But Prize Picks is going to have a huge part in this show. Fellas, for your thoughts on Prize Picks before we get into what that play is going to be.
Yeah, first and foremost, I think, we've been away from Prize Picks now for 3 full years. So we haven't been there in 3 full years.
That long?
So we're taking the clock back. Yeah, I mean, and they have a whole new look to everything is so streamlined. Everything is so easy. Look, I'm using it in New Jersey. Now, I don't know what the availability may vary from state to state in the specific things you could get. But, I mean, the app is beautiful. The user interface is sick. It's easy to navigate through. I mean, they have every option, winners, spreads, totals. I mean, every sport you could possibly imagine. Every sport, esports, soccer, EPL, darts. I mean, it's insane how much stuff, everything you could possibly picture under the sun. And the best part is that Prize Picks really, Bob, in my opinion, no disrespect to DraftKings, great people at DraftKings, but Prize Picks, you really feel like you're an integral part of what's going on, like a day-to-day operation. You're not a cog in the wheel. You got direct involvement in almost everything. They're letting us do our thing and letting us do it our way. And Prize Picks back again to the moon, Prize Picks.
Yeah, and this was a long time coming. I mean, the conversations we had with them, I even went to our sales team and said, I really want to be the one to talk to Prize Picks to really go in ahead and get this thing done and talk to these other companies, because I knew the value we gave, but also the relationship that we have with Prize Picks. I was an investor in Prize Picks, and it ballooned. It was one of the greatest investments I think I'll ever make. Like, the history we have with them is incredible. And I'll give a quick story. Me and Joe, when we were at the UFC, we went to meet with Jack, who's our guy from Prize Picks, and it was close. Like, it was close to a done deal, but we wanted to go to dinner and really set everything up. They were there because Sugar Sean O'Malley is with Prize Picks. And Jack, who we've known for a while, we're like so excited to get back with them, but we really wanted to have this dinner to lock it in. We decide we're going to go to Joe Stonecrab. It's me, Joe, Jet, and my dad, and we're waiting for him. He's running like 5-10 minutes late. He's like, I'm late. Like, I was like, don't worry about it. Like, it's not a big deal at all. He comes to the table, and Mikey, he sits down, and he literally, within 5 seconds, sit down. He goes, hey, guys, sorry I'm late. And he just sends a cocktail flying across the room.
Smashed, you know, everywhere, dude.
I mean, like, you know, yeah, me. Yeah. There's no. I couldn't let it go. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. To the point where I was like, this might be detrimental, because Bob is keeps laughing at this guy the whole time. We're supposed to have like a good meal to, like, well, you know, break bread and then close
what,
meal.
Do you know what would have happened if you spilled that drink? Or if I smacked that drink? I mean, I did it at UFC already once, and I was putting time out for like a good month. I was putting time out. I was. It's fair.
Lock up the chains.
It's hard. Crazy. Bro, look at this wingspan, man. It's hard for some guys, bro.
Don't give me that. Don't give me the fucking sob story.
No,
you're not putting time out.
I agree 100%. I said to Bob, like, if I did that, he would have it. He would have it on his story. He'd be posting it. He would be talking about it for months.
But that's fair, though. But that is fair. That is fair.
Why?
Because that's just the life we live at this point. I feel like if you're with around Bob and we're out and we're doing something and it's not a real private event of some sort, like a family event, you're open to whatever happens. If something happens, you're done. That's it.
I'd argue, even if it is a private family event, that even Joe, I actually turned to you and I said, Joe, I will say, as funny as it is, if that was you, I wouldn't have been able to get over it. Like, I did say, and it is right.
But why is it so much funnier when I do something that a normal person can do?
Good question.
Several reasons why.
Yeah.
I'd like to elaborate. Detail.
I mean, for one, I mean, you're a bruiser. That's number one. I mean, you're just like, you are a bull in a china shop. Like, we do say that. Like, when you do things, like, I don't know. Like, it's just... your actions, like, when it's just like watching, like I don't know, man. It's observing like a caged bear.
It's like a bear,
like a big burly bear in a cage. Just get out of his way. Now, granted, I'm not graceful either, Joe. I have no grace either.
Oh, you don't
really
have to tell me. Yeah.
All right. See what I'm saying, Bob? This is why he asks what the problem is. You tell him what the problem is, and then he'll deflect. He'll pivot.
I'm genuinely curious, because I think if I do something and another person does something, it could be the same way, done exactly the same, like to a T, like replicated. Yeah. But Bob would find it 50,000 times funnier because it's me rather than someone else.
That's what the garage door video, like, that was one of the funniest clips of all time. You throw Joe in there and it's unbelievable. Like, it makes it. Show me a better video on the internet than that.
Something about your presence, Joe, is just very magnetic. It's a very magnetic presence you have.
Is that good?
It can be good. It just draws the attention. The attention gets funneled. It's funneled right into you.
Yeah,
that could be good or bad. I think it's worked out well for you personally.
It's also a good way to put it, Mikey. I do agree with that.
Thank you.
But back to Prize Picks. For real, please download that Prize Picks app. We're going to be throwing bombs all year long. Petey, go ahead.
Sorry, I correct me if I'm wrong, too. By the way, Mikey, there might be a world where we're actually an option on the app.
Yes, that's been talked about as well. Which is more
our play, you mean?
No, like me and Bob, or like when will Cutsy hit a hole in one?
Oh, got it.
There's stuff that they can
do. You take the more. on that, because that's not happening anytime soon.
That stuff's going to be interesting. Like, if we have a challenge on the Brantley Dumb Show, like an eating challenge for Mikey, from what I have been told, that they are going to be able to add that in, like, into your place. Like,
my.
Yeah, like, stuff like that is.
See, I wasn't even aware of this. I was
Mikey versus mood.
The problem is that would be awesome. Mikey would bury mood though. Like, but mood doesn't have that dog.
Mood don't have the stamina, dog. But I mean, listen, the prize, good guy, good guy.
The prize pick square alone for mood would be worth the price of admission. Mood and like. Could you imagine?
It's true.
With the raspberry blue tongue,
dude.
There, Mike?
If you're now you're doing like over under on timing that you could wager on for food challenges. This is what is
they did it for Nell for Kyle for his mile challenge. How fast would he run the mile?
From my understanding, from what we've talked about, yes, that is a part of it. When I don't know for sure, but again, we're gonna be doing it. So like Mikey with his plays, I thought for football was just so much fun when we were doing
those
that.
Those were the old days.
Yeah, and then by the way, they got a great talent roster too. Like the first thing I asked them was, I want to sit down with Sugar Sean O'Malley so bad, who's with Prize Picks. You know, they have the Nelk Boys are on Prize Picks. Like they are loaded
Marshawn
up.
Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch is Hard Rock.
He left.
Oh, he's Hard Rock.
He was doing commercials with them, I thought. No? Didn't I see Marshawn Lynch on a Prize Picks commercial?
Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right, but I think it's Hard Rock.
Okay.
You could be right. I don't know. You may be. But anyway, yeah, so really, really exciting. So please take the time. I want to come out swinging. They are taking...
Oh, it's Marshawn Lynch.
They are taking...
Partnered with Prize Picks.
There you go. They are taking a big, big swing on us. And I told them we're going to deliver and we got to deliver. So please download that app. I'm telling you, it's an absolute no-brainer. Use promo code DUMB and come join today. It's an absolute no-brainer. And then just to round off, what you got, Petey?
The crypto or the culture thing they have, that like it's like the prediction market.
Yeah.
What nicknames will Trump say before April? Whack job is one of them. You can bet on anything. This is tremendous. I'm going to have a lot of fun with that, man.
Rattle off another. Is there another good one on there, Joe?
Yeah, hold on. There's
That's that prediction market stuff.
This stuff's nuts, bro.
Yeah.
Hold on. There's Survivor. Mr. Beast is on here. There's politics. Let's see Mr. Beast. What will Mr. Beast say during his next YouTube video? Time is or win. So win is 1.09. If it's yes, you could bet yes or no. There's also so many other things. This is
you could get lost in there. There's so much stuff.
Mike, you could bet on the climate, highest temperature in LA.
Yeah, it's wild.
Dude, that's amazing. It's wild. We're gonna have a lot of fun with that. So please follow along with our first pick. I'm gonna go out on a limb for us. I mean, it's not really going on a limb. It's just a pick. But I think for the Brilliantly Dumb Show, if you guys approve of this, of course, our first play, and we're going to track the year-long system, and you know you got to get that first one. We are going to go, and it's probably one of the most unfun bets to bet on for an under. It really is. We're going Max Holloway against Charles Oliveira. Max Holloway under 94.5 significant strikes. That's a lot of strikes. That is a lot.
We gotta hope it doesn't go the distance, D.
Now I know Holloway throws and he throws more than maybe anybody, but my thought is I think Charles Oliveira is gonna want to take it to the ground in any way he can. So if we can get a lot of ground time, I feel really confident that we can get on there. Again, it's one of the more unfun bets you can take. But we're here to win, and we're here to win cash.
Bobby Unders.
Yeah. Are you guys okay with that put out for our first one?
For sure. For sure.
Edie?
It's a little scary, but I'll ride.
I like that.
That's a lot of significant. That's a lot of significant strikes. To land 95 significant strikes?
When he goes like this, that's when you know you're fucked.
Dude, he could be at like 75, and then he throws in one of those.
He points to the center of the ring, and it's just like – 20 seconds of haymakers, that is horrifying.
But also, you know, Charles Oliveira had that recent knockout against Topuria that put him back so much that he's really not going to try and be getting knocked out. You can only take so much damage. I think that gets his – I really think he's going to just try and take it to the ground by any means necessary.
He did say in an interview he's not unwilling to throw hands if need be.
Well, do you want to change the bet, Pete?
No. I'm not saying we can't do this already. On the first pick, on the first pick, we're gonna have.
I said I'm riding.
But you always do this though. You always do the I'm riding, but then you throw in all these other things about. Well, but you do know that's not good. It's not good. It changes the juju.
I just was not sure. Bob was not aware of the interview that he had.
Bob's aware. Guy lives, breathes, eats, and shits UFC. He's aware. The guy goes to the weigh-ins. He goes to the weigh-ins before the fights.
His pops doesn't miss a single beat. Now, Bob, I would love to see if you could call your dad.
Bob puts that on his dad, but Bob enjoys that just as much. He loves it.
The only thing I put on him is I wouldn't get to the arena as early as he gets.
He likes to enjoy those amenities.
The prelims.
When you're in that back room and they have the buffet and they're just finishing putting the buffet in, that's when you know that you're early.
UFC,
there wasn't a soul inside. No, we had the whole place to ourselves.
UFC puts out a hell of a shrimp, man. They put out a nice shrimp. They really do. These shrimp are the size of Brock Lesnar.
Their nacho station was unbelievable.
When you hit that first prelim bet or the first two, and then you head to that back room, I think Mikey, when we did ours, we hit the first one or two.
Your dad did well that night. I think he hit like four prelims.
Oh, and you go back. Yeah. Petey, we had it with the last one. We bang back to back, and then we're ripping shots. You know, we got 8 hours ahead of us. Right. It's just so special. But Prize Picks, come on aboard. We're going to keep the ball rolling here. That is our first play. A lot of the plays we're going to do are kind of have to be future plays so that week. There you go, Mikey. Mikey's got the app right there.
Dude, it's sick.
But to keep the ball rolling, just a couple things. And right out of the gate, you know, bit of a flex, but it's really cool. It looks like LeBron does want to film. I was messaging with LeBron.
That's fucking nuts, man.
He was DMing him.
Yeah. We were going back and forth. Look at Joe. Pretty crazy. I mean, we've had some cool people follow us, and I feel like I've said this before about somebody, but that one hit where
that's an infinity stone. So you got Scheffler. That's the best in the game right now.
Yes.
Golf. You got potentially LeBron. That's the best in the game in basketball. You got Josh Allen. That's the best in the game, arguably, in football. I mean, the infinity stones are getting collected. It's wild.
I told him too, which I think he already knows. I don't think I had to tell him that we would fly out to him. Like, imagine LeBron has to connect in Dallas to get to fucking Jupiter. Yeah, LeBron, we will absolutely. But even
is he a member somewhere out there, or is it like?
I don't know. There was a video posted of him playing Olympic Club recently. I don't know if he's a member.
That's in San Francisco. Yeah,
he's not bad, right?
For the Warriors. He looks fine. I mean, look, it's hard for us to talk.
He just started, right?
I think so. Yeah. He's got the bug, Mikey.
I mean, I just played a guy blindfolded. I just played Graham Morrison.
That video
of that old guy walking by and Grant's got blindfolds on and he's like, what the hell's going on here?
Dude, you should have seen us at the range. There were members at the range. Everybody was looking over and Grant just had no shame. Like, he just is blindfolded.
Yeah, well, because the guy could probably beat half the people there fucking blindfolded, which is insane. I saw him strike the ball blindfolded. I'm like, this is fucking... Was it every shot?
Every shot.
Dude, I saw him drive a ball with a blindfold on. I it's so annoying because I can't... It's unbelievable. Annoying in the sense that it's just... He's so good that it's just disgusting. It's disgusting to me. With a blindfold? It's just insane. Has nothing to do with Bob, really.
They do say when you remove a sense, every other sense is heightened.
Heightened, yes. You're right, Joseph.
So maybe the feel... Maybe I should go blindfold. Maybe it'll help my game.
I'm not going to give away what happens, but he comes into a thing where, like, I see him on the range and he's striping it, where I'm like, I'm done. Like, I'm done. He's striping it. But when he puts the blindfold on, so he would have it up and then, like, he would close it, like, right before he went to go swing. The longer he waited to swing, the worse it would get. Once he dialed in, I even said to him, I was like, Grant, I've noticed, like, once you go blind, when you swing right away, you're golden. But he would go blind and then wait a second or two, and that would fuck him up. But, yeah,
to me, the putting would be impossible. Like, hitting the ball, yes. Putting blindfolded is like... Yeah, that is unbelievable.
I thought he was just taking the shots and he was going to putt like with visibility.
Me too, Joe. Me too.
How did he do that?
The only sense I would give up on the golf course, Joe, is maybe I would wear like deafening headphones so I couldn't hear anything at all. I'd gladly lose my sense of hearing. That's a good question. What sense would you let go of if you had to let go of one?
I mean,
you're not going to let go of taste. Bob's definitely not going to let go of taste. You're not going to let go of sight.
Well, yeah, sight. I mean,
hearing. Touch. I think hearing's got to be it.
Smell.
Or what about feel? Would you want feel gone?
You want
feel. You need the feel for the golf course, Bob.
Forget the golf course, guys. I mean, we want to give up feel?
Well, yeah, but I could still hold the club. Respectfully. I could still hold the club and swing it.
Maybe it'd feel like it feels seamless if you didn't feel it.
I'm just talking about life.
Oh, I thought you meant about the golf course.
No, I'm talking about life in general. If you had to give up a sense, what sense are you going to give up? I don't. You're not giving up feel, Bobby. That ain't happening.
I would give up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got to spell it out here. We're not going to.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But here's the thing: if you gave up feel, you could get hurt and you'd never feel it. You'd be okay.
Yeah, but I don't plan on getting hurt. What am I doing that's going to get me hurt?
That's why he goes to bed. That's why he's in bed by 9 o'clock, Joe. Yeah, there's
Joe, I'm in bed at 8. I'm not getting hurt anytime.
I'd have people firing golf balls at me. I'd be doing tons of shit.
Yeah, but we're different, you know? Like, I'm not going to get hurt.
I got to see. I got to be able to see.
Yeah, you can't. You're not giving up sight. You're not.
I think smell is the definite. Smell's probably the best.
As long as giving up smell doesn't compromise taste, because they're one and the same. Because if you hold your nose and you taste something, you eat something you don't taste. Yeah, but hold your nose and drink something or eat something, and you're not tasting it. You know that.
What?
Bob, hold your nose and take a sip of that coffee.
That's an old wives'
tale. That's not true. Now tell me if you could taste. You got to keep holding your nose, Bob. Now, can you taste the coffee?
No.
There you go.
What?
You didn't know that? Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think that would. I was on Joe's 100%. Side there. I didn't.
That's
think
why
that
when you're congested, when you're really congested, you can't taste food because you can't.
I tell you what.
So it's tough to say give food, up I smell have, because it could compromise your taste.
I'd have rock hard abs if I couldn't taste food, dude.
I tell you what, see, that's what I thought.
That's a good trade-off.
When I had that cold where I lost the smell and taste, I thought I would do that where I would go like, and I kept thinking like, but what if it comes back during this meal? So I would still eat kind of shitty.
Yeah, that's when he was ordering ordering Canes when he was fucking sick. He couldn't taste any of these eating fucking Raisin Canes.
Were you not having like Lucky Charms and shit because you wanted to taste it?
Yeah, the first time I had COVID, I was eating Church's chicken because I was in Dallas, Texas at my sister's house.
Church's is really good.
Really good. They do a good job.
You know, have you had Church's, Michael?
No, no.
Oh, no.
No, they don't have one around here. I mean, Joe, what the fuck? Like, this guy, man. I mean, this is...
Bobby didn't have Raising Cane's, never had insomnia, hasn't had Church's.
Joe, where do I go? I don't go anywhere.
What you just saw right there, what Joe just did, that's what he does during bets where he will have like an over and he'll be like... It's that where he'd be like, Bob, you didn't have the over. And I was like, no, Joe, I never put it in. I'll be like, oh, no. And then I feel like shit. That was it. But Mike, was that not it to a T?
That's not true because I always tell you that I'm taking an over before I say that. So it's not like you're obscure or not aware of what.
Right. But however, if I feel like there are a lot of scenarios where even if you know we're not on a play, you'll still ask, like, you'll still say, oh, you got that.
Yeah.
When you know, we don't, because you like to celebrate.
Now, you know what the comeback, you know what he's going to respond now?
Go ahead.
Now he comes with, there is not a bigger rider than me. I am the ultimate rider.
He is. I mean, I do ride very hard. If there was one thing I would say that I'm very good at, it is riding with my friends, you know?
By the way, you know, I'm going to call him out. Like, there's just not a prayer in hell I'm taking his picks because, A, they stink. And B, it's the most Frankenheimer's throwing us these bombs. And it's just like, Frankenheimer, It's too
well. Minutes. He did hit the Clippers last night. I didn't take it, but the game had already started when he gave the pick
They'll
out.
Take like
is Zumba that right? Over. Is that
yeah,
right?
He sent the pick.
That's a
problem. Oh, yeah, come on, real. Man.
Frank
and I will that better wrong. That better have been a live line, and I bet I want to know if that was a live line. I bet it wasn't.
He said, "Okay." He said, "Clips minus 7.5." It was at 9:00 p.m. I'll tell you what time the game started.
Joe would know.
The game yesterday. It was Clippers, by the way. They did cover that. I went to go place the wager to ride.
Yeah, and first quarter was over already.
Yes, it was like midway through.
He'll do that where he'll throw in.
That better have been a live line. If it wasn't, that's a major concern. That's a major concern.
Joe, was that – and by the way, Frankenheimer's a dear friend. Bro, he's the guy who went to the Clippers game with Joe, who Joe said it was like a 17-year-old that he yelled at. He confirmed it was like an 11 or 12-year-old.
Yeah, the game yesterday. Oh no, that's a future game. Where's hold on?
All right, you're good, PD. We can shut it down here.
But that's so like. By the way, the other thing is he sent us a thing about he had Shane Lowry to win, which I did go back and see that he imploded. That's tough.
That was
up
bad.
Three with three holes to play. I would have lost my mind if that was. That was
he sends it after like once it's doing good he sends it over.
That's sick. Yeah, it's sick.
That's crazy,
sick.
Bro.
Sick.
How about him sending Mikey the video of his son going down a man-made ice sculpture slide?
Yeah.
When Mikey was in the midst of a blizzard
in LA. Man.
Yeah.
Is that done now? By the way, Mikey.
Yeah, we had a warmer weekend, so a lot of it melted. This morning though, it was 19 degrees again. Man, it's just now Saturday it's going to be 70. So it's like we're a mess up here, bro. It's just a mess.
You know what's going to be nice that I miss? I came up on my videos recently. It's baseball season when you have to talk me through the ninth Yankees Red Sox. What we're gearing up towards, which is going to be really, really nice.
I tell you, man, I don't know what's going to happen this year, man.
I'm optimistic.
Are you? Because you weren't that long ago. You weren't too optimistic.
No. Well, I am. I feel good about it. I know you can't gauge much in spring training by any means, but I do think they look sharp. What was terrible? That they always get hit with the injury bug. How about Giancarlo Stanton saying he can't open a bag of chips
or open a bottle, but he's going to fuck it. He wants to play a whole season. This guy, man, I love Giancarlo. I do. I admire any man of that stature that plays. It's just impressive to me because like Judge, he's a big guy, 6 foot six, six. It's impressive what he does, in my opinion. But there is no chance that this guy is going to play a full season when he can't. His elbows are completely fucking shot. His elbows are
shot.
He can't
open a bag of chips.
That's what he says. He can't open a bag of chips or a bottle.
All this skeptics, like,
I'm going to be betting unders on his batting.
That's dirty, man. That's dirty.
They always have to, like, he always will DH because he can't really play the field. He can't really run. But he's saying he wants to play a full season. And then he goes, you know, I'm having problems opening a bag of chips. I thought it was a fake report.
Me too. Because I was like, this guy hasn't played a full season since Moses wore short pants. Like, that makes no sense whatsoever that this guy, he hasn't played a full season. Has he ever played a 162 game season ever? All right, ladies and gentlemen, March is right around the corner and with it comes all the madness. And I want to get out to an NCAA tournament game and there is no other place I'm looking for my tickets other than SeatGeek. SeatGeek, the number one rated ticketing app, is back as a sponsor of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. I believe this is the fourth year running now. We love having them back. Over 35 million downloads. Like I said, over 70,000 listed events. And the app is so, so easy to navigate. As soon as you register and you punch in your home information and your profile information, it's giving you all the events, the concerts, the sporting events, everything you could possibly want is right at your fingertips, customized for you. They have a good scale rating on a scale of 1 to 10. Green means go, red means stop. Think of it like a traffic light. They rate all their tickets so you know if you're getting the best deal. And of course, we have a code for you guys. You can use code DUMB10 for 10% off your next set of tickets at SeatGeek. That's 10% off any tickets with promo code DUMB10. That's DUMB10. Thank you, SeatGeek.
I will say one thing that is sickening is you guys talking the amount of shit about how the Yankees aren't going to be good and how they haven't done anything offseason. And they're the second highest favorites to win the World Series. Shame on you guys. That is disgusting that you guys are talking about a team like they're not even going to make the playoffs. And
I don't know if that's still true. Is that still true?
He's right. They're like second or third or even fourth.
Even if they're third, I mean, that means that they're a powerhouse.
You know who's low? The Mets are low. Like low, like I was surprised. The Mets aren't even close,
guys,
I don't think.
The play of the decade. And I yes, hope you guys yes, put yes. it in.
Mr. Weaver. Yes.
The Mariners to win that division. The Mariners to win the AL West at plus money is absolutely asinine. It's crazy.
Yeah, Yankees are shortest favorite. But yeah. But here's the thing about that. But wait a minute. Let's be fair. Here's the thing about that. You have the Dodgers at plus 230. And then everyone else is plus 1,000 or longer odds.
Yeah, but they're still the second best team in
but
the
But like by a slim
league
margin over the team Bob just talked about, by the way, Mariners third, plus 1,200.
Mariners are good. Oh, so, are the Mariners in third?
That's correct.
Yeah, but my correct. Point, Mikey, is you guys are talking about the team like they're going to be a disaster. And they're the second highest
you know what,
team in the
Joe?
World Series.
We're bad fans.
It.
We're bad
we
fans.
We are.
Yankee fans are bad. I mean, we're bad fans. I what mean, I'll be the first fair. To admit it.
I get on Eagles fans about how brutal they are. And you know what? You could point to us. So I get it.
You're passionate. I'll give you that much. I just think it's crazy to think that they're not going to be good. Of course they're going to be good.
Yeah, they're going to be good. It's like, but in the Yankees fan mind, are they going to be Yankees good? Because Yankees good, the standard is winning
World Series.
That's what good is in our eyes. So, and that sounds
tell that to
up.
The Reds or not, some of these
yes,
teams who
no,
would give anything to make the playoffs.
And listen, as a Bears fan, I totally get that because it's like when I hear Giants because I live around Giants fans, all my friends Giants fans, and
they're
they've
brutal.
Been complaining and complaining. And I'm like, you guys have seen how many Super Bowls? You selfish. Selfish people. You've seen all these great
Mikey,
things, and it's like, come on, man. Come
that's
on.
What got me really onto the Jet fandom. I told you, but terrible Jet fan. But when I was rooting for the Saints growing up in Jersey, I couldn't stand the Giant fans. They just were so annoying, and I liked the Jet fans. They were taking so much shit, and I liked it. Well, I can't stand the Giant fans. I can't stand them.
Yeah, they're going to be good
this year.
There's some that are fine, and there's some that are very tough.
The Giants, by the way, are going to be really good this year.
You like them this year, Joseph?
Oh, I got something for you.
Joe must have a future on the Giants.
Somebody created a Joey Coldcuts parody account, and all the it's almost
oh, this
every
is sickening. This is disgusting. I thought,
but do you know, Mikey? I don't think you know this.
It. I haven't seen
it's
it.
Disgusting. Is
wait,
what it
is it Joey Mikey. Coldcuts Daily? Is that what it is?
Yes, it's great.
Yeah, I seen that. I seen that.
You want to know what's most disgusting about it? You know who liked one of the videos?
Let Bob go. Let Bob go.
A lot of the videos are from when Joe had that Packers Bears game where he spoke too early.
Oh.
Do you know who liked the most recent one?
Caleb Williams. There we go. Now let's get Caleb involved. Let's get Caleb involved a little bit.
By the way, it's
the
not a lot of them. It's the same video every single video. It's disgusting.
This
goes to show that the Bears fans.
Wait. The guy uploads the same video every day?
Yes, I believe.
Oh, man.
The exact same video. I mean, you could double check. I didn't click it. I was in disgust. Somebody's like, oh, Caleb Williams just liked a video about you. This is
how
just so fragile these Bears fans are that they got to create an account.
what a wild pivot, bro. What a wild
fragile.
Pivot. Oh my God, there it is, man. Look at that.
It's the same one. I think you just, Mike, you double check it's the same one. I think you just upload different screenshots.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Same thing over and over.
How many people follow that account?
Joe, you're like the new 1 pound fish guy. Have a look. 1 pound fish. Very, very good. 1 pound fish. Come on, ladies. 1 pound fish.
One and done. Chicago Bears. One and done.
Oh, come on, man. Bob, why is it? Why does it? See,
Bob,
I'm not even ripping
future?
The Packers. I wasn't
Bob,
even ripping the Packers.
For next year, I'll give you
here he goes. See,
year.
This is when you turn into a scumbag, and then you're going to cry when I fucking come at you. So go ahead. Let it go. Let it rip. Go ahead.
Chicago Bears to miss the playoffs. Book it.
I like that a lot. I like that play a lot.
You know what, Bob? By the way, they have the hardest schedule in the NFL next year. Hardest
Bob,
schedule.
Come on, man.
Hardest Mikey, schedule in the NFL.
You're going to have a brutal
is a real
schedule.
Thing. The Lions and are going to be better. The Vikings are going to be better. The Packers
Mikey,
are going to be
better. Mikey, you
wait, so the Bears
chance.
Aren't going to be better, Joe?
Regression.
Mikey, you had the chance to really sell me on Ben Johnson. I asked you. I said, please steer me away from this Ben Johnson.
Well, when do I have the opportunity? Yeah, well, I mean, what was the forum? What am I supposed to call you on a random day and pitch you on Ben Johnson? Yeah. I said, yeah. Listen, Bob, Ben Johnson is a man of passion. He's a man who loves his program. First and foremost, it's the Bears over everybody. That's his mentality. It's an old school mentality. Not everybody's with it. Okay. But I will tell you this, that's a guy you're going to follow into battle. He just is. If you were a member of that team, you're following that guy into the gates of hell. Oh,
if he was for my team, I would love him for sure. If he came on the Real Only Dumb Show, I'll flip so fast.
All right, let me
know. You guys won six games by less than one score, like by less than a touchdown. Yeah. Six games, one score games, and you guys had an easy schedule this year. Now you go to the hardest schedule in the league. You're going to – the Lions, by the way, are probably going to be favored to win the division next year because the last year they had a new offensive and defensive coordinator. Took them time to meld. And, by the way, if the Vikings do anything smart aside from getting that McCarthy out of fucking behind center, they're going to be
shopping
them. Well, they should. They're going to get a bag of pylons.
Yeah, I hear Geno Smith is a possible solution over there, which I don't know about that. Mac Jones, I've been hearing possible.
Mac Jones would be a problem for us.
Did you see Aaron Glenn asleep? At the combine,
yeah. tough times in Jetland, man. The Jets are legit. Let's call it for what it is. The Jets are legitimately mailing it in because 2027 they could have like four picks in the first five picks Archie of the first Manning. Round.
They gotta commit to the. You gotta commit to the tank. You need one more year, man.
Dude, they're gonna get. The Jets are gonna end up getting like Arch Manning, Jeremiah Smith, and Colin Simmons all in one haul. They're gonna get all three of those guys.
That'll be good.
That clip of Aaron Glenn. It's not like maybe it was. No,
he's out.
He was asleep.
That's me at the dinner table a couple years ago. Respectfully.
Hey, Gutsy, what's dinner?
Yeah, see?
Fireside snoozes with Michael V.
By the way.
This is a long time ago, Joe.
That was an iconic picture. You look like a Christmas card with just like for the festive season. Mm-hmm. You know, Bob, with the mantle in the background. There was like a light just bouncing off of his head, just shining. It was.
Was I bald already then?
Yeah.
Newly
bald,
Mikey B. Dude, the fireplace.
Oh, the mantelpiece had beautiful like pictures in the background.
You know, those were simpler times, gentlemen.
They really were.
They were simpler times.
They really were.
Think about all that's happened since that particular dinner.
Man,
a lot.
I'd like to think we're better off overall.
100%. I would say yes. I'd say,
are we though?
I'd say yeah. I would say yeah.
Think so.
Yeah.
I would say yeah.
All right. Let's keep it moving. let's go on into the buy or sell.
Let me tell you that buy or sell real quick, Robert, is brought to you by our friends, our great friends over at Factor. Okay. Factor meals. Listen, you know, when you're in a time squeeze, a time pinch, whatever you want to call it, you want to eat right. Our friends at Factor will continue making that job a little bit easier for you. Quality functional ingredients, including lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole food ingredients, healthy fats, no refined sugars, no artificial sweeteners, no refined seed oils. That's a big one. Everyone's on the kick with the seed oil stuff, and they make sure that it's not in there. 100 rotating weekly meals to keep things fresh and delicious so you don't go stagnant on what you got to select. It doesn't get boring. It's always fresh, never frozen, ready in about 2 minutes. No prep, no stress. That's the best part about it. I use this product. You will love it. I love it. Our family loves it. Head on over to factormeals.com/dumb50off and use code dumb50off to get 50% off and free breakfast for a year. Don't forget that free breakfast for a year.
Looks like.
Eat like a pro this month with Factor. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. One free breakfast item per box for 1 year while subscription is active.
I'd like a Feed Bob Factor breakfast. Hey, man. You know, just an
Let's
ad.
Let's check it out. What do you think it is?
I think it's pancakes.
Yeah, love
protein
Factor,
pancakes.
I love Factor, and I would love to talk to them about this because it is really good. I have had it. They send me a bunch of boxes, and it's solid, especially in a pinch.
Boxes? Mikey hasn't got any boxes.
The one-year free breakfast is a little bit concerning.
Maybe it's like a breakfast sandwich, like a little one or something?
Could be. I got to talk to them about that and see what that's all about. I do got to say something else. I had notes. I take notes now for the.
Oh, I'm going to get you guys some ice cream, by the way.
Are you signing with an ice cream?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you release this on the pod?
Yeah. Huh? Can you tell who
the face of cream?
Yeah, I think so it is. It's this company called Ice Cream for Bears. And what they are is like they're a very like, see, now I knew like this was going to be a problem, man. Like these are available in all your shop rights.
Now's a good time to sell them on Ben Johnson.
Why is that?
Because it's Ice Cream for Bears.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well. Is that what the name of that?
That's correct. That's correct.
I'm a big old grizzly bear. Give me some ice cream.
Now, you probably, unbeknownst to you, have seen this. Well, probably not you guys because you don't go to the food store, but you've seen this in your shop rights. It's in the major food chain stores, and it's the healthiest ice cream on the market. It is. Clean pint. Really clean pint.
All right. I'll very be excited. Clean pint, man.
Can we get a feed, Bob?
I would like Bob to do a genuine review on it.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm telling you this right now. It's good ice cream.
It's called ice cream for bears.
It's ice cream for bears, Bob. Yeah.
All right. I'm curious. Take a look into that.
Ice cream for bears, man.
It's a clean pint.
Clean pint, Bob. So there's this guy, Bob. You probably know this guy because you're on the internet more than anybody. You know that guy who Do you know that guy who like reviews and ranks like unhealthiest common brand to the healthiest? Like he'll lay out like 10 different varieties of something.
Yeah, I enjoy those.
Okay, so he did the ice cream one, and he ranked Ice Cream for Bears out of 10 ice creams, including Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry, all those other ones, as the number one healthiest option of ice cream.
Where was
so Halo? I will send you that video. Halo was beneath, it was like probably top 3 out of 10 or top 4 out of 10, I would guess.
Yeah. And it tastes good?
It's very good. This one flavor, they got a churro flavor, Bob. It's unbelievable.
That sounds fun. I can get behind that.
Okay.
There it is right there.
Oh, I've seen you eating that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You know
bears.
What? Ice does make
bears.
Sense. I'm
but it's not
laughing.
A Chicago Bears thing.
No.
Okay. Now you're back because I thought that is.
No. That's I've just ever. So it's ice cream I for bears too. Because all of their stuff is the sweetener is honey, is natural honey. That's where they get
the. We're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was a Chicago Bears.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I thought Mike Ditka was going to be on like
this. That would be cool though. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, by the way, Bob,
Joe, I'm going to send you some too because Nicole will like this because I know she likes to make sure that Cutsy's eating healthy. So,
by the way, you know what? My mom's in town, Bob. You know what? She brought all. I'd like you to come by and try it. She bought all these snacks that are like only Canadian, and she wants me to do like a blind taste test. Maybe you can come by and do it for a video. She's gotten like chips, candy bars, like all the stuff. Yeah. There's a big thing. She brought all the stuff, like all the, the truly Canadian stuff. I think it could hit. We could do a feed.
Do you do like a blind taste test comparing the Canadian one to like an American counterpart? Is that what you
Well, yeah, she wanted
and
to
which
do
one you like better?
You have the white like cups covering. Yeah. So you don't know which item is which. Right. And then you take a bite.
Mikey, I do apologize for laughing. I thought it was a Bears ice cream.
No, ridiculous. No. I wouldn't do that at this. Well, unless the Bears called me personally. If the Bears called me personally, I would do it. But yeah, no, this is a legitimate brand.
One thing I do want to mention that we had to discuss, and I was going to sell him, but I can't sell him because he's part of the show. We love him. We had a great time. E. Anderson, who's a producer of the Brilliantly Dumb Show, he wanted to come down and play around the golf, do dinner. You know, we've only met him once briefly, so we're like, yeah, let's do it. So he comes down. We have him over at my place. We play around the golf. We go to dinner. It's great. But throughout it, he's telling me how bad his diet is. I was like, is it like, what FP was? Like that bad? He's like, 10 times worse. I was like, how does it get worse? He starts breaking down all the things that this guy – first off, at dinner, ordered a side of asparagus and mashed potatoes at his dinner at a nice
steak. Didn't eat anything else.
Wait, it's important to understand.
Guy's got asparagus, an appetite of a dragonfly.
The asparagus was the order. Like, that was the meal.
Oh, I started eating it. I thought it was a side for the table. I took at least three or four spears. I did. I swear to God, then I looked at him, I'm like, that's your entree? I'm like, I just ate a quarter of it.
He said spears.
I took three or four spears out of that.
I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Nah, I felt terrible. I put it right on the side. I didn't hear him order, so I was like, asparagus.
That's the equivalent of like if you ordered like a penne vodka and somebody just stuck their fork in it.
Equivalent if somebody ordered a burger and you took a massive bite out of it.
He's never had a chicken wing. I was like, wait.
Yeah. Bro, come on. Come on. He's from Chicago, isn't he?
I like, as a kid, you've never, man. He's like, never had a chicken wing. Doesn't like pizza.
What?
He's never had a bite of fish. He's never had fish. He doesn't eat meat. He's a vegetarian.
Well, he used to eat meat. He used to have burgers and chicken fingers, is what he told us. He used to eat like a kid.
What, so like in a kid, like a kid's meal?
Chicken, yeah, yeah. So like he, so I guess, dude, he like, he had health, like his health, they advised him, like he was eating too much. Like, so he's cut out. Now he's been like a vegetarian for like 19 years.
Bro, he's wow. like a bubble. He's like a bubble boy. Like he.
I said that. Like,
and I love him. Great guy.
Wonderful guy.
And he owns it too. He doesn't try and like fight it. He knows.
I mean, Bob, you ain't hiding when you're ordering a fucking asparagus as your dinner at a restaurant. You can't hide anymore. The jig is up. The jig is up. If you're
we're on the golf course, and Bob goes, So EA, let me ask you, you're more of an Italian guy or steakhouse guy? He goes, well, if they have a salad, I'm good regardless. And Bob just kind of looked at him like, oh, he was like not a real person. Bob couldn't contemplate. You tell Bob that you can't eat certain things, like Bob can't comprehend it. Like,
I know. And he probably just wants to move on and not keep talking about it.
Kept asking questions.
I was so fascinated by it that I just kept coming back for more.
Bob couldn't make sense of it.
Yeah. If Bob's interested, you're getting stuck under a microscope for a little while. You're going to be under observation for quite some time.
Bob's so the kind of guy might that as well tell just him something that he doesn't understand. Like, most people keep it moving. He will be fixated on that for the next 30 minutes. Like, he can't get over it.
Yeah. Sure. All right, let's get on into our buy or sell. I just did the EA thing, but I would like to sell. Like, I want to buy because I think it's so funny to me, but I'm selling. Did you see the McDonald's CEO going viral?
Oh, my. Eating the big arch?
Bro.
What happened?
Joe, they came out with this big arch burger, which I have to understand if that's more the quarter pound meat.
It's a bruiser,
or that's
by the way.
Big, it looks
It's the bigger meat, Bob. It's not the Big Mac meat. It's the quarter pound size.
It's a quarter pounder meat, though?
Double.
So, Joe, they got this new burger. It's called the Big Arch. So the CEO,
the Big Arch,
it looks good.
It's not Arby's, but it's good. And he goes to do this burger, and anytime they come out with like a new item, he's like in his office, and you could tell he's a very like fit guy. Like,
he's slim,
like,
right?
Yeah, yes. Mike, you would say he's like fit, right? Like, he's slim and
he certainly looks like a man that makes 18 million a year as the CEO.
18 milli?
Yeah, that's right, Joseph. That's a bag. Like, that's a Happy Meal bag.
It's so clear that he's not eating McDonald's, and he goes to try the Big Arch. So he took, it's like a little ferret took a bite. He just goes like this. He just takes a little nibble.
Oh, come on, man.
He called it a product too, which people were not happy with. He goes, this product. Bro.
And he put it right back into the case, and you could tell he was not.
I've seen him eat other items before, and he's taken like actual real bites.
Not the big arch.
Yeah, he wanted nothing to do. Well, have you read the stat line on the Big Arch, Bob?
No, I would love to hear it.
Oh yeah.
Is it a mood?
Oh yeah, it's a mood.
Well, Mike,
man.
You'll be eating it next week, so get ready. We should do that chat the same
the bit
time that
me might... with the Big Arch.
All right, you ready for this, man? Yeah. This is so bad. Now mind you, this is The burger is 1,020 calories. just the burger alone.
That little peck he took was 50 calories.
All right, so you do get 53 grams of protein, which is, I mean, post-workout, I mean, that's great. But you also get 60 grams of carbs, 65 grams of total fat, 15 grams of sugar, which how is there even that much sugar? I guess I don't even know how that's possible, but yeah, that's a 1,000 calorie burger, man. You're that going down. I mean, that's a bruiser.
Mikey,
that's not including the fries.
What would you think time wise you would put as a maybe? See, there we go.
Under a minute.
Prize picks.
Under a minute.
Oh,
that's good for prize picks.
Under a minute, easily. I got to go back to the Big Mac tape because the Big Mac took me almost a full minute to do, I think, close to it. Because that has the three bread slices. This is only two, but the bread's bigger.
Let me just call Jack real quick. He's not going to be able to hear you guys.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Because, Mikey, if we can incorporate that.
Right out of the gates?
Okay, brother.
I'm going to put a bag on myself, dude.
You're on the Brilliant Dumb Show right now. You can't hear the guys because, like, the mic's set up, but we just have a quick question for you. We could edit anything out if you don't want it out, but we just have a question for you. So we announced the Prize Picks partnership, and we wanted to see prediction market. We were going to have Mikey do this big arch challenge where he has to eat a big arch in over under a minute or more or less than a minute, and you guys can pick what you want. Is that something that we can incorporate, like, right away or no?
It's going to take a couple of weeks to get something like that up on the market just because, like, you got to go through the process. But
if we get
enough motion behind it, I don't see why not.
Okay, so you think, by the way, they're all cheering right now. Again, you can't hear them, but they're loving this. So Jack, you think that if we let you guys know now, give it a couple weeks, and we can do the big arch challenge?
Yeah, we just have to have the proper rules in place, and if the community wants it and the people are excited, I don't see why not.
And is that something where your guys' experts would pick more or less? Or, like, what the time is? Or like, how would you guys do that?
No, so we work with some other market makers that make the market, and so we're just like the skin on top of it. We kind of tell them we want this, we give them the rules, and show them what's being done. And, it's not our team.
Yeah, Mikey, you're going to have to finish every bite this time. You can't be like,
okay, well, Jack. We appreciate that. I think this is a perfect way to kick off the partnership. Thanks for believing in us. This is the first episode with it. Prize Picks to the moon, and we love you, Jack.
Love you, too.
Take care, brother.
Now, Bob, what you know beauty. What this means is he can't do what he did before where he just goes like
who
this.
Who the fuck are they going to talk to about setting – who the fuck are they talking to set the market
There's
going to
be people wagering
gonna
call, money on this, Mike.
They're going to be calling the Nathan CEO to see what the proper time channel should be for this.
That's,
like,
that's what I want to know.
Well, they're going to want to go back into the annals and see how long the Big Mac challenge started.
Well, if they see what I did to that Spanky's burger, it could be a problem for me. They could want to set the time lower.
Well, no, I don't think they will. I think they'll do more or less for a minute, but it's like – it's like the odds are way higher if you go more than if you go less. Like, they'll just do it. So, like, the odds to go more is going to be
so
like
everyone's
going to
be rooting against me, basically.
Yeah, probably.
Because they're going to all take the under because the under is going to have juice to it. The over is probably not. Or the, yes, the under
over.
The over would have juice to it. So they're going to all be rooting for me not to do it fast.
He'll make more. Yeah, because his line is probably going to be under a minute. So for him to go over would pay better.
Yes.
I would be curious to see the guys like doing the research on picking what that is. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, the market
part.
The market always knows.
But see, this is the fun stuff that we could do with Prize Picks. So again, download that Prize Picks app because when you want to see Mikey's face up there with the arch burger, it's gonna be amazing. we're gonna be doing that. So again, promo code DUMB. That's promo code DUMB, and follow along. Like,
I'm gonna tell you this right now. If that happens, people, I'm telling you, don't take the over because I will be in serious. I'll know when it is. It won't be a pop up. I'll know exactly what I have to do. I'll know how to drink my water the day before. I'll know what I have to do training the day of. It will be an annihilation. I will annihilate that burger.
Sprinkle the over.
Yeah, no, but
you're really getting on my fucking nerves today. You really are. You're getting on my fucking nerves today, Joe. You really are.
I'm going to take the under. I'm a rider.
You know what?
Yeah, he's a rider.
20 seconds in, Frankenheimer's going to text us. Yeah, I got more.
I'm going to take his last bite. And he goes, guys, I think the over's got a chance.
That's crazy.
That is wild, bro.
Isn't that wild?
Well, I would like to see what he has to say for himself, too, because he's been coming for blood lately.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy. And he doesn't give a fuck about our plays. It's all about Frankenheimer's plays. We love Frankenheimer, but you got to call him on that. We're going to go over to Peter DeMar. Buy or sell with Peter DeMar.
I'm buying something this week. I actually had it in the car with Bob. It was the first time I've ever had it, and I saw it immediately. I had to buy it. The two things I love when I'm buying, like, a chip – or like a snack. I like spicy. Mm. I like the hot, and I do like an element of the sweet. Mm. And now Doritos has done Cheetos has outdone themselves, dude. They have come up with a flaming hot dill pickle Cheeto, dude. And I'm telling you what, bro, these things. I don't know if they've been out before. I've never seen them out in the wild. These things are so good. Bob, I had it on the way to the golf course. I saw it. They had a miniature pack. I had to buy them. And they are unbelievable. You got the hot, flaming hot Cheeto, but it's got that just that little scintillating taste little of something, that dill. Yeah.
Well, you're a big mango habanero guy, right?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah, because that is good.
The sweet this. And spicy. Oh, look at that, man!
Good bag
the
too.
Flaming hot dill.
I'll tell you that Cheeto's mascot is probably a top five food mascot Chester. Of all time. Yeah, Chester. He's probably. You know what? That's a good top five, Bob. Let's keep that in the burner on the back burner. Chester.
Oh, he's a great mascot.
I know. Chester the Cheeto. Top five food mascots is a good one.
Really good.
I'm telling you. We got to keep that one in the back pocket.
One second, guys.
You're good. We'll keep talking.
See you later, Petey. Look at that ass he's got, man. He's got a fucking ass, dude. Look at that thing.
He's clinically insane.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. His trunk is just huge. Look at that. Hey, Joe, can you do me a favor? Can you just stand up and turn sideways for
move
one second?
Move that Pavel Bur- the Burry jersey's a little off.
Yeah, stand up. Stand up. Turn to the side. Move a little bit. Walk forward a little.
Show your ass, Joe.
Yeah, show your. Look at that. Look at that thing, man. Wow. He belongs in a fucking juvenile music video from back in the day. Back that ass up. Look at that.
Nicole got this thing the other day that it's like you stand on it and it like vibrates.
That was
and
funny.
It's supposed to like take out all the lactic acid out of your system.
Is that right?
Bob, I think you would love it. You burn calories just by standing, Bob.
They have that at Adios. Rizzo had me go on that. It's a wild experience. Let's head over to Mikey. Mikey, what do you got? Buy or sell?
Yeah, I'm buying this week. I sold it a couple weeks ago, and I'm just going to go hand up on it and say I was dead wrong. That Night of the Seven Kingdoms, Game of Thrones, 6-episode mini. I'm telling you, Joe, worth the watch. It was fucking – after those first two episodes, it fucking skyrocketed. It was fucking awesome.
It's on HBO?
Yeah, it was Night really, of the Seven.
Now,
really
my question
good.
Is, do you need to watch previous stuff? Because I didn't watch the last Game of Thrones. They did the precursor. You
the
know,
House of the Dragon? No.
I watched two episodes, and I saw the stuff that was going on with the cousins,
So you sold it and then bought it?
Yeah, because I only made it. I only made it through like an episode, and I thought it was like I was like, is this a comedy? I was like, I don't understand why it's like goofy comedy the first couple episodes.
Yeah.
It is truly. I mean, a couple of those episodes toward the end were some of the best episodes of Game of Thrones across the board that I've seen. Yeah,
I tell you, who won't be
really good? No, that's fine. I didn't expect.
I haven't had a good show, and you, if people can please put in the comments recommendations like no brainers, movies, documentaries.
Yeah.
I'm in a hunt.
But I had one.
We
I had
you
one
movies
by the
every
way.
Time, and you don't want to watch the movies. You just
I know, joke. But. Nobody's come up
he
to
wants
me
documentaries
recently.
That are like horror like
watch the crap by the way Bob watched a crazy one last night called The Secret Mall Apartment.
I hated that.
You watched it? It was too
it was too
long.
Yeah.
It was too long. They could have wrapped it
of it was yeah. cool.
The concept blew my mind. It was fucking
yeah,
nuts.
But when they
nuts.
Did like the history of the mall stupid. And yeah, yeah. yeah, it's just nobody's come up to me recently like Bob you have to watch
yeah,
this
no.
lock in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A documentary guy at this point.
Have you ever
but
seen
I'll
the
do
movie?
Movies and
you
shows.
Ever seen the movie Heavyweights?
Oh, great movie.
No.
Now that's a movie. Yeah, but no, I don't think it is. I think you would get a kick out of that movie where the kids go to fat camp.
Oh,
Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller's like the counselor at fat camp. He takes over the camp and he's a fucking psycho.
One of my that favorite all it. Time movies.
Is
man.
It like? Oh, are you serious?
Oh, Bob,
like,
you,
not,
Bob,
not heavy, like it's like a slapstick comedy. It's really
Heavyweights. Oh, yeah. Heavyweights is one of the best early comedies. Like it is so good. It's
okay,
so
maybe
good.
I'll
who see
that.
More butts?
Yeah.
Nobody sees more butts than you, Uncle Tony. But Bob, you're not gonna like it. Bob, it's not.
I think he will like it.
Is it like a grown-ups type deal?
No, it's not like grown-ups. No. Okay. And you're gonna recognize all the kids. It's all the kids from like Mighty Ducks, pretty much. So a lot of those kids in there.
Speaking of grown-ups, you know who's doing a press tour because he's had a movie come out? And he is very, very likable. I saw him on like Theo Von. He's been on Kevin James from he's phenomenal.
King of Queens. Pop. Is that right?
I got a DM or a text from a buddy of mine. He went to Nate Bargatze's show last night. Kevin James opened for him and was wearing a Have a Day hat.
No fucking
way. I swear to God.
You got the picture?
No, he didn't get the picture, but he told me it'll come out. He literally, I'll pull up the text.
I mean, all you got to do is go to Twitter and see.
Last night he goes, just saw Nate Bargatze at Amarant Stadium in Florida. Kevin James opened and was wearing a Have a Day hat.
Are you fucking serious? That's cool. I really like him. He is the king of Queens. Likeable. Yes.
You see, by the way, he has an Instagram personality that is him, but he pretends it's a different person. And they've like called him on it to see if it's the same guy. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's great.
It's really funny.
Yeah, he's great. He's talked about, he's done like a 42-day water fast. He's very vulnerable. Like, he's open. He's honest. I really like him. That's really cool, Joe. That's really cool.
Literally last night I got that text, and I asked that for the awesome post. I wanted to show you, and my buddy didn't get a photo at the actual at the thing, but he's like, I'm sure it'll come out. Like, somebody will send a screenshot or like picture or something. So
really,
I thought that was cool because I watched King of Queens for years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wish I could find the picture.
Yeah, we'll get it. I'm sure something will pop up.
By the way, I do want to ask you guys. I don't want to interrupt this buy or sell segment, but I do want to ask because this is crazy. Have you seen the Jim Carrey shit right now?
Oh my god, around? Bro! Yeah, oh yeah.
People are saying that it's a clone.
I don't fall for that stuff. I don't buy that stuff. But
it might be nowadays.
I don't know if it's a clone, but I don't think it's him.
Don't think that it's him.
The eye color is different. Everything's different. Apparently, he's left-handed. He's signing signatures right-handed. Like, there's all this shit. His voice tone is different. Nicole was looking up. I was driving home from that party I went to the other night. Nicole's looking up this thing.
I don't think it's a clone.
Who is that? She showed me the picture. She's like, it's Jim Carrey. I'm like, that is not Jim Carrey.
You actually, gun to your head, if your life depended on you had to choose whether that's actually... You actually would say no, that it's not him.
Yeah,
I
don't think that's him. I don't think that's him.
You really don't
think get the side by side, Mikey. There's pictures you can pull up. It's crazy. The eye color's different. Everything's different. Like, why would, and by the way, it's just like, it's so bizarre.
It's crazy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's nuts.
There's an account on Instagram called The Alexis Stone, 1.4 million followers, verified account. And their latest post is Alexis Stone is Jim Carrey in Paris and has like a mask there.
Now,
you could look at this person's page. Like, they've dressed up as Jack Nicholson with like a full mask, like went to an event as Jack Nicholson in a full mask getup and everything. So this is the problem with the internet now, is you don't know what's real. You don't know what's not real. But I will say this, it's a different eye color and it doesn't fucking look anything like him. It doesn't sound like him.
The guy did a full speech in French.
I saw that.
Crazy, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
He does have interviews where he's like, you know, I'm not me. Like, he's like, but I think
that has been an interview. Said it's like, I'm dead.
That has been his shtick though for a very, very long time. Cause if you remember, he did this movie called Man on the Moon, and that movie was not the autobiography, but basically the biopic of Andy Kaufman. And Andy Kaufman's whole thing as a comedian was, you didn't know what was real and what wasn't. Like, he wrestled women, like pro wrestled women, and people thought it was real and it was all an act. He pretended he was dead. People wondering if he faked his own death. Like, that was Andy Kaufman's whole thing. And Jim Carrey modeled a lot of his stuff off Andy Kaufman. So it's like, he's been that way for a long time, like talking like that and acting.
Maybe
like that.
It would be a PR thing. I just think the people who think he's like actually cloned.
I don't
like,
think he's cloned.
To me, it just looks like he got a ton of filler. And if you look at all the features, they're there, but he does. It looks totally different. His demeanor
is so different too. He just doesn't seem like. I mean, when you see him go on Jimmy Kimmel shouting out the Illuminati signs and shit, I mean, there's some weird
shit. They had a pipe in laughter because nobody in the audience was laughing at all.
It was crazy, bro. He kept doing that. Did you not?
He was looking at Jimmy Kimmel. He's like, you're laughing, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're involved with it too.
He was going like this.
It's nuts. It's nuts, bro.
It was weird. It's either he's gone off the deep end or there's some really crazy shit going on. And I'll tell you this much, Mikey, now after I saw your story of those AI robots
flipping
and doing all the shit.
Oh my God.
And the German chancellor's clapping.
What are we doing?
Horrified.
What did you see that, Bob? The kung fu robots? Yeah, like, what the fuck are we doing? Why is anybody happy about this?
It's like the Will Smith movie, man. It's like iRobot.
Yeah, it's not good, man. It's not good. There's nothing positive that could come out of that. Nothing whatsoever. I'm sorry.
It's a weird time in the world right now, man.
So weird. Oh, so weird.
It really is. It's something new every day, you know?
Yes.
Like even, you know what, it's like going away now, which is so sad. But in today's world with how good the FBI can be with cameras and everything, that Nancy Guthrie thing, the fact that they don't have anything in today's world
is still going on.
They haven't found her. They gave the house. I mean, like, God, that's just got to be such a hopeless. But then I saw Elizabeth Smart talking about it. You know, you think it's so rare, but then, you know, you think about a case like that.
They can't find her, but they could locate the Ayatollah in 5 seconds and fucking, and then
with
get
the
his
drone
and then get his replacement the next day and whack
him.
Did they really? Yeah.
Oh,
crazy.
That's something you should sell. Drones. They scare the shit out of me, man.
I don't like drones. Never have.
Drones are not good, man. There's nothing good coming from drones. I mean, a good flyover is nice.
You know what you said, though, yesterday, Joe? You or FP said it when we were playing, and it is actually a good point. It almost feels like, you know, because there's a possibility of us going to war now. It almost feels like wars are fought with like drones now, you know what I mean? Like it's before it gets then, because I worry about my brother. You know, my brother's in the Army Reserve. Like I worry about that, but it almost feels like it's like these drone wars before anything. You know what I mean?
It's horrifying if you're on the other end of it, but yes, I agree. Like you think you see that thing come over and just all of a sudden drop a freaking detonation. It's insane.
Did you see the guy who filmed the video of him in the Burj Khalifa?
No,
he's in the Burj Khalifa, and Iran hit them with the drone on the Burj Khalifa, and he's in his apartment, and you see this fucking drone coming at him, and it's like maybe 10, 15 floors above him, and then just boom.
Was it a mistake?
No, they targeted. They're saying it was an Iranian missile.
United Arab Emirates declared alliance like 2 days ago with the United States. I mean, you know, anybody who's got a family member in the services right now, thoughts and prayers with them. And thank you so much for the people listening that are, you know, American servicemen and women. Thank you.
Scary times,
Be
man.
Careful. Okay. Yeah.
Just wish we could all get along. I just wish we could all get along.
And that Bob could break 80 and I could be good at golf again.
I could break 100. That would be nice.
You'll get there, Mikey. You're gonna start playing more regularly, I think.
This is the summer. This is the spring summer to do it. I'm gonna. Holly knows. She knows. I have to.
Mondays are perfect days for you.
They are.
Joe, imagine, like, I think about the people in the Northeast where I get a lot of cameos where people are like hyping them up because golf season's coming. We forget that, like, imagine having to wait a whole season to go out and play.
Yeah. Even like, Vancouver, you have to do it. It's like a slop fest. You go out there, it's like playing in a mud pit.
And, you know, I like the simulators and going inside and doing it. Like, I could go in there and I'll hit some good shots. And, like, I feel as though it's pointless because it's not at all like that. It's not at all like that when you go on a course, I feel like. Chipping is definitely.
Chipping
and putting, you might as well not even do it.
Yeah, that's. With that being said, the Full Swing guys are coming in to install the simulator, so
nice. It'll be good.
But
the simulator's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get better from it from what, you know, what I've really heard, because then it shows your attack angles and all that type of stuff. But I do get it, especially with the short game, like chipping's very strange.
Well, that's why the putting, the way they do the TGL, they actually do it on a green. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right, fellas, it's that time. I'm starting to really, not that I never took it seriously, but like I really want to nail these ass bobs, because there's I think Tracker's doing it. Like I really want to start nailing these things. Joe, looks like you're chomping at the bit, Pete, so I'll let you start.
Well, no, I just wanted to start off by letting you know that this week's Ask Bob is brought to you by our friends over there at BetterHelp. This episode is also sponsored by BetterHelp. We're taking a moment to celebrate women and all that they carry at work and relationships and families and in many roles they hold every day, because March includes International Women's Day, a moment to celebrate women's strength and progress while also recognizing how much they carry every single day. Think about the women in your life and what they mean to you. Now take a moment to celebrate that woman who has had a lasting, memorable impact on you.
I'll tell you what, we all need to be better to our women and we need to be better to ourselves. That's why we're offering you an opportunity to work with BetterHelp. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. Go ahead, do yourself a favor and find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS, helping others and helping yourselves.
Thank you, Joseph. All right, Petey, we'll let you start. Ask Bob. Let's let it rip.
I think this is a good one. So my mom's staying with me. I asked her. She thinks that it's not too crazy. But again, maybe I'll ask. I always like to defer to Mikey to think what he thinks of the Ask Bob questions that I put out. But this week, Bob, I have a question for you. And I would like you to tell me, what is a haiku?
What?
Could you tell me what a haiku is, Bob?
Do you know, Mikey?
Yeah, I mean, I could give a vague description kind of what it is.
And by the way,
it's not an easy question, I wouldn't say.
No, yeah. I have no clue. None. I don't know where to start. I don't know. It could be. I have no idea.
Now, if I told you it's a poem, do you have any familiarity with the haiku?
None.
Literally. See, Mikey, that's the answer. It's a type of poem.
That's what I would have taken as an answer. Now to go into that description, it's actually, you know, it's a poem that's systemized based off a space.
He just got out. Yeah.
Are you there, Joseph?
I am. It's a 5-7-5. So 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables again.
Bro, come on.
Well, I don't think that's crazy of me to ask.
Maybe. I have no.
What's wrong with your mic?
Dude? Yeah, he keeps
What's
cutting
wrong
out.
With your mic?
Go hello? Ahead. Okay. So let Mikey, we'll head
hello,
over
hello,
you.
Hello, hello, hello.
No, it's not working.
Check, 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 check.
Oh, it keeps going in and out.
Yeah, he's there now, I think.
You yeah, I think
Joe?
You're good.
Check, check, oh. check.
It's going in and out on you, D-man. Ben, you can keep this all in, Ben, because it's kind of funny. Mike, let's go over to you. The problem is he's going to keep screaming check, check, check.
He is.
But let's go over to you.
He is. Joseph?
Check, check. Check, check.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're here. You're here.
I think you're there.
You're here.
No, he's not. He's not.
What
he's
going not. On over there?
Check, check.
It's just in and out.
Yeah, it's in and out.
Check.
That sounds good.
That's not the. That's not the
okay,
mic.
You're
though.
Back. You're back though. Oh yeah. Then use that though, Joe. That's fine.
Check.
Yeah.
I knew this wasn't going to be easy.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
It's. Ah!
Whoa. You're check. Fine, Joe. Jet. It's there. It's there. You got it. You got it. Mikey, let's go over to you for the ask.
All right, Bob. I think he should get, this is a history question, but not too long ago history. Okay. What is the name of the wall that fell in 1989 that symbolized the end of the Cold War? A famous wall that fell in 89 that signified the end of the Cold War. I think he is going to get it.
I have my answer.
Okay.
I'm seeing if I can gather something else.
Okay.
Oh no.
I think he's gonna get it. I really do.
Berlin. The Berlin
There we
wall.
Go, Bobby. Oh, there we go. All right. Awesome, all right. Awesome. All right.
I was gonna originally say, thank God, I was gonna say the Great Wall of Berlin.
Yeah. No. Would have been. There's bad. only one Great Wall, Robert.
Yeah, the Berlin. So that's
the Berlin Wall. Very well done. Very well done.
Couldn't tell you much about it, but that's all I needed there.
That's all you need to know about it, really. That's all you need to know.
Good.
Separated West and East Germany, and that was it.
These things are get scarier and scarier. So
it is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, boys. I think it's time to get... Mikey, correct me if I'm wrong, but the feedback we have... You know, now we'll have our prize pick segment, so I think we're good there. But yeah. Did we get much feedback? Some people messaged me much feedback on that potential segment.
On the fair or foul?
Yeah, or even
I didn't.
Like
I would ask Bone. I didn't dive into the comments deeply this week, so I don't know.
Yeah, nothing really caught my eye. But again, now we're gonna have the prize pick segment, so I think we're all good there. Okay. But I think now, boys, we're gonna have a really fun top five here. This top five is gonna be funny. This is going to be top five most overrated food or drink. So top five most overrated food or drink. Mikey took it by a landslide. You know, to be honest, I didn't think Mikey's list was that great to where I didn't think that it was going to hit. He blew us out of the water. Like it wasn't.
No, but
close.
The feed bob was the, that was the cherry on top.
That was the caveat. Yeah.
And mood. I mean, that was like. That mood, was,
and Big John.
Yeah,
Big John doesn't carry as much weight as Moon.
Big John's crushing it, dog.
Yeah, Big John's doing really well.
But I knew he was going to win by a lot. But now, by the way, we have done this topic before, but not in the steak draft.
Okay, not I thought that we might have. That's why I added the drink there as well. But yeah, we're going to do top five most overrated food or drink. Joe, you came second. And so I came third. So Mikey, we're going to let you pick where you'd like to go, sir.
I'm going to go. I'll go one.
Interesting. Petey.
Yeah. I mean, three, I think the three slot for me will work.
Okay. All right.
Number one, overall, I'm going to take this. I actually don't mind it, but I do think that the hype around it year long is just, it falls so flat. No matter how you do it, people try it in a million different ways. I'm going to take Thanksgiving turkey. I'm going to take turkey as the number one most overrated item.
Yeah, I think I definitely had that on there. It's just, you're right. And no matter which way you do it, you just can't. I am going to go with... Give me caviar. I think if you didn't know what caviar was, I don't mind it. I like it. But like for it to be the delicacy that it is, I just find it to be overrated. Give me caviar at one. To the D.
I'm going to go with oysters.
That's a good pick, man.
It's very highly priced, too. It's just same thing. Don't mind them, but just overrated.
And I'm going to go with one that it seems to be – the new trend, everybody thinks they like it and stuff. I'm not in on it. Matcha. I don't think matcha is good at all.
Yeah, I really just
I just think it's just like people do it because it's a fad, not because it actually tastes good.
I agree. I'm going to go with, again, I just don't, D, I know you like it with the hot sauce. Truffle, like truffle mac and cheese. I'd rather just have mac and cheese. It's just too, it just doesn't do it to me. I find it like a truffle oil or anything truffle.
Now, this is an interesting one I got because there are certain types. So I'm going to say it. It's got to be specific. I think birthday cake is some of the most over. I think it's the most overrated thing food-wise, because I think regular birthday cake stinks. Unless you're talking about a specialty cake, an ice cream cake or a carrot cake or something. But a regular traditional
cake 2 episodes ago.
It's ice cream cake. I'm talking about a regular birthday cake with frosting. You know what I'm talking about. The vanilla sponge cake with the icing. And it's just, it stinks. Birthday cake stinks.
I agree.
And then, I gotta go again. Sorry.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm going to take, it's between two things. Man, I'm going to save that one. I think mozzarella sticks are overrated. I think they're one of the more overrated things. I do, man. I'm sorry. I think there's so many better things you could get. You could get disco fries. You could get onion rings. You could get chicken wings. There's so many better options than mozzarella sticks as like a side dish. I don't like mozzarella.
Loves the good mozzarella stick.
Yeah, I think Mikey had a good list going. That is just look. You took it last time.
I think they're overrated.
Man. Okay. I am going to go. I'm going to go with cupcakes. I think cupcakes are just incredibly so similar to the cake region, if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Mikey, in your defense, I was going to say, to me, an ice cream cake and a birthday cake is two totally different things.
Agreed.
Yeah. Agreed. Over to the D-Man.
I just found it funny because it was his birthday cake.
Oh, yeah, it is. I forgot about that, too. But it is.
Well, because totally I know cake. I would never want a regular cake. Because it's regular birthday cake is trash.
By the way, D-Man's cooking up. This guy is making it sound like he got me a fucking car for my birthday. He's been teasing this thing to me.
Really?
For quite a while, and I just don't know.
I'm now messaging the road to orchestrate timing and delivery.
Yeah, I just sent a video over to her phone for me to post, so I had her phone, and she freaked out because there was a message going on with the D-Man. Don't know what it is. Curious.
I hate surprises, by the way. They suck. I have been chomping at the bit to tell Bob what I've got him, but I'm
curious.
I'm at the point now where...
Can you tell me?
I thought I told you.
Mm-mm. Did you? No, I don't think you did.
Hold up one second, Michael. Let me send you a picture here. Tell me if you think this is worthy of
he
how I
typed it up. He loves teasing it.
He does. No, but I'm just saying. Hold on. I'm going to send this to Mikey. Just one second. I don't mean to interrupt, but this is worth, you know, we're now here. Where's Bear Down? Cuz here we go. Let's send the picture here.
What are you sending to me on Instagram?
No, text.
Oh, okay. You have me as Bear Down Cuz on your phone?
Yeah.
I had that too. I changed it to Mike V, but I had that as well.
Oh.
Yo,
is that not insane?
That's a piece, man.
Oh,
that's a piece,
man.
That's a piece. That's
Narode's like Narode said she had to give Bob his gift the day before his birthday because she's like, how can I compete with that? I'm like, it's not a competition. But it's nice.
But it is, Steve.
Yeah, when you see this, it certainly is. It certainly appears to be a competition.
I just hope the only thing I asked for that I hope that she gets is just that pastrami.
The pastrami, yeah.
I'm on that. So we were looking at Gold Belly yesterday. Gold Belly does like all those like iconic places and ship. Oh my god. I got the O-Bagel bagels. Oh, there's so many different things. There's Langer's Deli Joe on there. That's there's cool. Some great.
You know,
things.
By the way, I sent you a little DM that Arthur and Sons looks like it's gas. You went?
I want to try it. Pops didn't love it. He didn't love it.
No.
Yeah, he was so excited. He said it is nice. It's like the fan. He didn't love it. He said, "Look, I would definitely give it another try."
Maybe he had a bad go.
Could have been.
And inside, he said, it looks like that Rao's feel.
Looks
inside.
Great. I know. I love that tablecloth, the red and white tablecloth.
It just gave me Rao's vibes. That's why I was excited.
It might be, and we're going to try it. I mean, they're a really well-known spot, so hopefully that could be the new Rao's. Also, RIP Rao's, just devastating.
Yeah, that's sad, man. Sad.
That's really sad.
And people are like, oh, but Bob, there's still the one in Miami or the one in New York. First off, the one in New York is almost impossible to get. One of the greatest meals of my life. But it is also different. You know, the Rao's in Hollywood was so as great as the New York one's one of my favorite dinners we've ever had, especially we all did it together. It really is such a scene with the Rao's in Hollywood. It was tucked away in the back where no restaurants were. It's like you didn't even know it was there. It was the most, if you know, you know. I could walk in after golfing with shorts. Like it was cat. Oh, it just was. Yeah.
Special. I mean, that's I don't know if you'd get a eulogy like that, Joe, when you're said and done, if Bob would give you nice a eulogy as that. That was beautiful. Very nice. Put a tear to my eye. That was very nice.
Me too, like, man.
Lost a long lost friend.
I mean, more important than that. I mean, I honestly. Did. Yeah.
My cousin Jason went there. He poured out. He got a martini, poured it out on the floor for me. Yeah, really sad.
Dude, he put up like 20 stories about it. I was like, this is like, whole... I mean, people don't get this kind of attention when they pass away. It's nuts.
I asked him if he's going to try a new restaurant, too. He's like, I don't know, maybe if I stumble upon something. The funny thing is, he stumbled upon Rayo's right after losing his old stomping grounds, which was Ago.
Ago, yeah.
And wow. He didn't have that long of a period in between where he had to, like, find his new spot.
That's a nice rebound.
He's a huge residency guy. Like finding a place where he can go to the bar and sit and have dinner and know everybody. You know, he tips them well. He really establishes residency. He said he was going to retire. There's no
way. He's like a modern day character off of a cast of Cheers. Like he's just there every day.
Yeah. And that was Ray. I mean, I used to come in there and sit alone. There were times where I'd sit at a table alone, yet alone the bar, and just listen to a podcast and eat. I was there all the time.
So is it me now?
It is.
Yeah.
You're back to back.
God, that kind of took my mind off of it, man.
I'm going to go with pretzels. I think pretzels are just terribly overrated. And then
I didn't have that, but that's not a bad one.
It's just I've never gone to a convenience store or even like a game. Like if you get the big pretzel, I'll be like, I'm really craving a pretzel. Like even if I get the big pretzels, you got to douse it in hot cheese for it to be somewhat edible or mustard.
I like the soft pretzels, but I think the regular hard pretzels are overrated. It's like the most.
You know who loves the hot soft a hot FP. Soft pretzel from like Annie Ann's or
those
like
are that. Good.
Yeah, they're
I'm talking about the rolled golds or like those.
You're talking about just like a snack pretzel, like a bagged pretzel.
Have you ever gone into like a 7-Eleven with all the options you got and walked out of there with a bag of pretzels?
I tell you what is good: a chocolate covered pretzel.
Those are terrific.
But that's different.
Pretzel is a different
kind. I would argue a pretzel is like it's like a hot dog. You got to dress it up or you got to add something for it to be decent. No one in the history of mankind just had a plain hot dog.
I have no issue with that one, Pete. None. Okay.
And then I got one more here, or I got two more still, but one more on the wraparound. I circled the one that I gave the first time Mikey was up in arms. I'm going to do it as an honorable mention. I'm going to give,
wait, is this a pick though?
You still have one more D.
Yeah.
I'm giving my fourth pick now. My fourth pick is going to be, fuck it. I'm going to give it pork chops. I think pork chops are so overrated, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's the same
Bob,
shit
don't
every
fucking
time.
Nod your head, Bob.
I know he hates that, but it's true.
I think the deal with the pork chop is I actually think pork chops are good, but they always are going against like steakhouses where you can never
order them.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't.
Italian restaurants a lot have pork chop, which is a nice alternative because like you're not going to an Italian restaurant to have a steak necessarily. So when I see it in an Italian restaurant and you get the Berkshire pork, bro, the Berkshire pork chop is a fucking bang. The pork chop hatred just makes no sense. I feel like you're almost just doing that to fuck with
it's me. Overrated food. It's not that I'm saying I think it's terrible. I just don't think it's that good. Like you got to put like applesauce on it to make it decent.
Like, I'd like to make you a nice pork chop, Joe.
People put applesauce on pork chops?
Yeah, is like a big pork. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like either apple slices or applesauce.
I'd like to do a nice dry rub,
like an apple compote.
A little dry rub pork chop on the grill I'd like to make for you, Joseph. See if I can't change your mind.
You got to see the grill I just got.
Oh, I saw it.
The Willy Mammoth. Joe, God. I would love you to get into the grilling game. I think you'd
I got to get propane, but once I do, I'm off to the races. I got the insert for the griddle. I got a thing can put rotisserie chicken on it, Bob, and it rotates. Like the rotisserie style chicken, and it rotates on the chicken.
That's cool.
Burn it. I got a thing for a pizza oven. It's a stone, and you put the pizza oven inside of the
thing. That's pretty cool.
Oh,
on the that's
shout out our friends at Weber.
Yo, can you
it's Weber.
I kind of want to see it. Okay, all right, let's go. D-Man, you go ahead.
It is Weber. He's done.
Oh, no, I just gave it's now you.
It was the pretzel.
He did
and pork
the wraparound.
Chop.
Yeah.
P square.
Okay, so give me. Give me olives. I think people are obsessed with olives, and I just think olives is over ice.
Oh,
it's not your pick, Bob.
And now it's Mikey.
No, it's not your pick. You're done.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to give another one.
I was.
Okay. I think I might go back to back beverages, to be honest.
Oh, yeah,
champagne. I'm gonna say champagne really is so overrated, bro. Like, listen, I've had Dom Perignon, good bottles of champagne in the course of my life. It's just for what you make out of it. It's to me champagne. And then the last one is a particular thing, Starbucks coffee. I just think people are so obsessed with Starbucks coffee, and I don't get. I think it's bitter. I don't think there's anything special about it whatsoever. I just don't get it. There's so many other places that do coffee as good or better than Starbucks. I just don't understand it.
See, I disagree. I happen to think Starbucks is superior. Okay. I really do. I like them. Now, I'm going to go with something that is big at Starbucks. And when you think of what I'm about to say, I think of people's initial thought is Starbucks. Okay. But it is everywhere. I'm going to go with pumpkin spice. The pumpkin spice phase is so, I think,
pumpkin spice.
Overdone.
It's so refreshing.
I love
good.
A pumpkin spice, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
It just feels like autumn in the air when you put on a little pumpkin spice.
Now, I do think it runs its course. I do think it runs its course. They've turned it into a year-long flavor now. It's like a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, do they? I always look forward to when they come out with it. I didn't know that they have it.
Do you know what you had that I agree with? I think the matcha phase is so ridiculous.
Big matcha fan is the Stephen Grant Horvat.
Stephen Grant Horvat.
Huge matcha guy.
Caleb Williams, another big matcha guy.
Yeah, you keep liking.
I can't believe he liked. Dude, the fact that guy's just posting the same thing, that is actually hilarious. That's funny as fuck, Joe. And it wouldn't work for anybody else the way that hits for Joe.
Fragile. That's all I got to say. All right. So now it's Bob's turn. Oh, no, you just gave that.
Yeah.
So it's now me.
Last pick.
It's in between two.
What are you in between? It's the last pick. So let us know what you're in between.
It's either going to be between Nutella, tuna fish, or Bloody Marys.
I love a good Bloody Mary.
Yeah, but
good bloody.
I'm gonna go tuna fish. I think tuna fish is wildly overrated, man. It's not that good, man.
So you're talking about, but you're talking about like canned tuna fish. You're not talking about like tuna, like
not like an no, not like a Toro or like an like a sweet ahi. Dude, Toro is fucking tremendous.
It's so all right, Mikey. Cool. Let's hear what we got.
All right, top five most overrated foods and beverages. I went first. Thanksgiving turkey, birthday cake, mozzarella sticks, champagne, Starbucks coffee. Bob has caviar, truffle, cupcakes, olives, and pumpkin spice. Joe has oysters, matcha, pretzels, pork chops, and tuna fish.
Canned tuna.
It's a wild ending to that list. Pork chops and tuna fish is a wild back.
Yeah.
But should be the name of the episode, pork chops and tuna fish.
Well, that's a good episode.
I could be wrong. I think it will come down to me and Joe just because of how pissed people are going to be about that mozzarella stick play. Like, you have a great list, I think, but mozzarella sticks are fucking great.
I don't know, man.
Bob loves a good starter mozza stick. He'll
Yeah. Or Rayo's.
Especially if you got that marinara that you can dunk it into, too.
Remember that block that Rayo's had, the mozzarella? It's like it was called the specific.
That's mozzarella and carrozza.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's, you know, a little different.
The one I wanted to put, that's a little more upscale.
Yeah.
The one I wanted to put on was, but it's not like a huge thing. I've always said I never understood. Italians do it better than anybody, but the cantaloupe and prosciutto, I'll never be able to get that.
Yeah. I like that. You like that, Michael?
I get it.
I mean, I like it, but it's not like something that.
Depending on the day. I don't see it on a lot of Italian menus unless it's old school.
It's one of those things like if you go somewhere and it's a buffet or it's buffet style or it's out there as like an antipasto or it's out there as, you know, it's just out on the table, I'll eat it. I'll never order it, ever. I'll never be like, oh, I got to get that. I'll never.
Yeah. I almost put one on the list that Bob would have been up in arms over. And I thought about it. It's an honorable mention for me, but I'm not a –
Cereal. I think cereal is so overplayed. Oh, dude,
get fucked. That's
crazy. I know that you eat. I know.
Look, I
can't tell you the last time I had a bowl of cereal, Bob. I really can't.
I don't eat it because we said it last week. It's one of the most mentally fat items you could have because you know if you're a fat person or you're mentally fat, you finish the box in three sittings. The box.
Yeah. It's no disgusting. Chance.
But that doesn't change the fact that it's amazing. Cereal is amazing.
I just haven't had it in years. Now, when Luca grows up, maybe that'll change things because we'll start buying cereal again.
But Nicole ain't giving that kid no cereal.
That's the thing. They do say the cereal. But now with how health conscious people are, the Nicole stuff that's in that cereal is crazy.
I don't give my kids cereal.
Yeah, but
Cheerios. But like, I got to be honest. My mother wouldn't allow like Lucky Charms or like
so
fucking,
bad for you.
Yeah, it wouldn't allow it. Like the best I could get was like berry kicks. That was like the
or like life.
Life, like cinnamon that. Life, yeah. Corn pops. Life Fox, bro. Corn pops were great. Corn pops were fucking great. I think so I took good. Corn pops in a cereal draft and you made fun of me for it.
I did not. I've always
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. That's fine.
That's crazy accusation. I've been a
Maybe it was Apple Jacks. Maybe it was Apple Jacks. Which by the way, that's another banger cereal.
Great cereal. Yeah, I don't think I would have allowed that. If it was Apple Jacks. Corn Pops
maybe it was Bob. Maybe it was Bob. Maybe
Bob's a big cereal shunning guy.
Corn Pops are fucking awesome, Joe. Are they not?
Corn Pops are great.
They're fucking awesome. I think
by the way, you try the milk after the corn pop, it tastes really
sweet.
Nice.
Is that sugar? So? See, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Part. You want to talk about a milk that gets transformed by the cereal? Corn Pops do a real number. So do honey or Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They transform that milk.
You're talking about Cinnamon Toast.
The milk has like a silver lining through it. See, now that I'm talking about cereal, I'm kind of liking it again. But I just haven't had
it. Oh, it's so much fun, Joe.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is like poison, though. It's like you're eating legitimate poison.
Yeah. Golden Grahams.
It's great.
Are you a Golden Grahams guy?
Golden Grahams are fucking awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Just an awesome cereal.
But at the same time, too, we always close every show just talking about food. Yeah. But at the same time, too, with the cereal, like we've talked about it, how you could have it as a dessert where you argue it's better at night. You could have it in the morning. I've
never had cereal at night. Never.
Oh,
it's always been a start of the day thing for me when I was growing up.
Mikey, can you tell him that that's crazy just so it's not me?
Yeah. I the only reason I don't keep cereal in the house is because I know I'll fucking eat all. Like, I'll just eat it way too quick. Like, it won't last. It won't be something that's enjoyable. I'll buy it. It'll be gone.
Huh? Yeah. But like for Luca, like you got to let the kid live. Like, you got to let the kid live and experience that. Like, their metabolisms, it's so much different. I mean, let the kid go to work on some boxes, man.
Maybe I'll sneak him one from time to time.
Yeah, let him run a little bit there. Now, what I've been having a ton of, because it's a better, healthier option, and it gets me that craving, are those Kodiak pancakes I love.
Yeah, Holly makes those for Dom, too.
Really good.
And they have a protein waffle, not bad.
I'm also big on now doing a like a really high-end organic syrup. I notice is really, really good compared to like the Aunt Jemima, which still, of course, hits.
The Canadian maple syrup, it's the best in the world.
Yeah, like a organic, true.
I'm not joking, Michael.
No, I know.
They're known. We're a country that's known for its maple.
I think I brought back some syrup from Vancouver when we went.
Good for you.
Yeah,
sockeye and syrup. That's the way to go. I like the candy sockeye salmon. It's freaking
that Vancouver Chinese, man. I'll never forget that meal.
The old Pelican.
It's different. It's just totally
that
different.
That place you walked in there, that was like that was
what was your favorite thing we had? That sweet that spicy squid that we had.
And the pineapple, the pork and the pineapple.
That was the sweet sour pork.
You know
but
what
that
I really
spicy
like?
Squid that was so good too.
An item menu that I like that people don't really think to get. It's a lot of times a Chinese, but I almost got a limoncello had it. I love duck. I think duck is so
Peking
flavorful.
Duck's tremendous.
Yeah, we got really the duck. Like remember Mike?
With the hoisin sauce?
We got the duck.
Yeah, that sauce is so good, man.
Yeah, it's like a plum sauce or whatever.
That's real traditional Chinese. If you go for a traditional Chinese meal, that's like their staple.
When we walked into that place in Vancouver, I knew it was like serious business because it was like, you know how it's a serious good place because everyone in there, we were the only non-Asian people in there.
That's
everybody in there was Asian. Yeah.
Well, I remember... when we got into the hotel, we had the rehearsal dinner, and I was starved. So on the way to the hotel, me and I rode trials. Like, we got to try the Chinese, just like a place on Postmates.
That's right.
Bro, I stuffed.
By the way, Bob, remember the time when I brought, when we were with the Bob the Sports Crew, and we ordered from Richmond? Richmond is the heart and soul. It's like the breathing soul of Chinese food. And we ate in that banquet room.
I'd argue that meal was even better than the
dinner. It might have been.
It's that good.
Richmond is, it's like Chinatown. It's unbelievable.
Now, how do they make their green beans so good? Like Chinese green beans place.
Oh, my God.
You know when
God.
You get like the order where it's like $15 for the green beans? How do they? Unbelievable.
It's like their broccoli also is always the greenest, crunchiest, freshest broccoli. I don't know how they do it, but it always is. Like, you order that sesame chicken and there's only like four pieces of broccoli in it. I don't even know why they put it in it, to be honest. There's like four stalks,
but also,
they're the greenest, crunchiest broccoli stalks on the planet.
Yeah.
Their Gai Lan is unbelievable. How about a baby carrot? Like, the baby carrots are unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite Chinese vegetable is that you really the water chestnut.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
They love do some things water. Great.
Or even the way they slice the carrots, like the
Oh yeah, and the little.
Oh, not. But I said baby carrot. I meant baby corn.
The baby corn. Oh, the baby corn.
Those are good. They're so good. All right. Well, look, I do want to say. Big shout out to Prize Picks, man. I mean, they are going all in on the boys. So promo code DUMB. Please hit that promo code because we want to show them what we got. We're here to stay with Prize Picks for the long haul, man. I am so happy to be back with them. So happy to have another beautiful episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show in the bag. As always, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next time, and thank you for tuning in.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.